The Journey of Oliver K. Woodman. Written by Darcy Patterson. Illustrated by Joe Cepeda. California or Bust. Essential question. How can people communicate over long distances? May 10th, Red Crest, California. Dear Uncle Ray, please come to visit us this summer. We will go camping. We can swim and catch fish. You are my favorite uncle. Please say you will come. Love, Tamika. May 17th, Rock Hill, South Carolina. Dear Tamika, I'd love to come to California, but I can't. I will be building kitchen cabinets for some new apartments all summer. But maybe my friend Oliver will come to visit. Love, Uncle Ray. Analyze the text. Sequence of events. Who wrote the first letter, Uncle Ray or Tamika? How can you figure this out? Dear Traveler, I am going to see Tamika Schwartz, 370 Park Avenue, Red Crest, California, 95569. Please give me a ride and help me get there. If you don't mind, drop a note to my friend Raymond Johnson, 111 Stony Lane, Rock Hill, South Carolina, 29730. He wants to keep up with my travels. Thanks, Oliver K. Woodman. California or Bust. June 1st, Rock Hill, South Carolina. Dear favorite niece Tamika, Oliver left this morning. Let me know when he gets there. It should take him a couple of weeks, or maybe more. It's hard to say. Love, Uncle Ray. June 4th, McTavish Plantation, outside Memphis, Tennessee. Dear Ray, for 2 days, Oliver rode in the back of my truck and kept Bert, my Brahmin bull, company. I delivered Bert to his new home and he's settling in, but he'll miss the late-night conversations and singing with Oliver. I left Oliver east of the Mississippi River, just outside Memphis, and hurried home to my beloved Amelia. Yours truly, Jackson McTavish. June 8th, Forest City, Arizona. Hi, Mr. O.K. is O.K. Quinn and Sherry went to a basketball game at the Pyramid in Memphis, Tennessee, last weekend, and brought Mr. O.K. back. He hung out with us for a couple of days, and all the girls liked him better than Quinn. So when Quinn's cousin's boyfriend's aunt was leaving to visit her sick grandfather in Fort Smith, Arkansas, the guys loaded Mr. O.K. into the aunt's station wagon and sent him on his way. We didn't even get to say goodbye. Cherry, Sherry's sister, for the gang. P.S. If you see Mr. O.K. again, tell him we all said goodbye. Raymond Johnson, 111 Stony Lane, Rock Hill, South Carolina, 29730. Analyze the text. Formal and informal language. How does Cherry's letter sound different from Jackson's letter on page 275? Which words make it sound this way? June 11th, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Ray, I drive a moving van for Southeast Moving Company. I picked up Oliver at the Arkansas border, then drove west to Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, south to Dallas, Texas, northwest to Amarillo, Texas, east to Panhandle, Texas, then west again to Albuquerque, New Mexico. He's an easy fellow to travel with. He never needs bathroom stops. He doesn't care where we eat, and he stays awake with me all night. I'm sorry to see him go, but this week the company is sending me east to Wauchula, Florida. Trucking along, Bobby Joe. Raymond Johnson, 111 Stony Lane, Rock Hill, South Carolina, 29730. June 28th, Rock Hill, South Carolina. Dear Tamika, I've had no word from Oliver in 17 days. I'm starting to worry. What if he is lost? Please call me if he turns up at your house. Love, Uncle Ray. July 1st, Red Crest, California. Dear Uncle Ray, no word from Oliver. Are you sure he's really coming? I still wish we could see you. I asked Mama if we could come visit, but she said it cost too much. Daddy says he can't take off work that long. Ever since I asked, Mama keeps looking at family photo albums. When she sees your picture, she says, my baby brother. Love, Tamika. July 1st, Red Crest, California. Dear Uncle Ray, no word from Oliver. Are you sure he's really coming? I still wish we could see you. I asked Mama if we could come visit, but she said it costs too much. Daddy says he can't take off work that long. Ever since I asked, Mama keeps looking at family photo albums. When she sees your picture, she says, my baby brother. Love, Tamika. July 4th, Salt Lake City, Utah. Dear Raymond Johnson, my grandfather found Mr. Woodman in the middle of the reservation in New Mexico. Poor fella, a mouse was building a nest in his backpack. We don't know how he ended up way out there, and he's not telling. Grandpa brought him to Utah to join me in the 4th of July parade. I got so tired of smiling and waving at the crowds, but Mr. Woodman's brave smile inspired me. I just sent Mr. Woodman off with three sisters. They look like such nice old ladies, so I'll know they'll take good care of him. With all my love, Melissa Tso, Miss Utah. P.S. I've enclosed an autographed picture. July 27th, en route to San Francisco, California. Dear Mr. Johnson, my sisters and I had the distinct pleasure of entertaining Mr. Oliver K. Woodman for the past 23 days. You see, we lived in Kokomo, Indiana all our lives. Until now, we'd never been west of the Mississippi River. Our dear papa died in January and left us an inheritance. We decided to use the money to tour the west this year. While in Salt Lake City, we saw Mr. Oliver in a parade, and after talking it over, we voted to give him a ride. We stopped at a rodeo in Eureka, Nevada, where Mr. Oliver met an old friend named Bert. They had a moving reunion. We are heading south to San Francisco to see the Golden Gate Bridge. So we left Mr. Oliver yesterday in Rough and Ready, California. He should be at Miss Tamika's soon. The Claremont Sisters, Agnes, Maggie, and Lucinda. P.S. We had afternoon tea every day. Mr. Oliver has the loveliest manners. Gratefully yours, Bernard Grape, Attorney at Law. July 28th. To Raymond Johnson. Re, Mr. Oliver K. Woodman. Our family, currently on vacation, picked up the above-named person in what I thought was a misguided goodwill gesture. Little did I know how lucky that gesture would be. Last night we pitched tents in the Redwood Forest. I woke at 3 a.m. to screams of terror. Bears! Your friend managed to frighten them away. He saved our lives. With the deepest and most sincere gratitude, we intend to deliver him to the doorstep of Tamika Schwartz within the next 2 days. Raymond Johnson, 111 Stony Lane, Rock Hill, South Carolina, 29730. August 1st, Red Crest, California. Dear Uncle Ray, guess who came to dinner? Oliver. He is so much fun. We are camping in the backyard tonight. I hear he's not scared of anything, so I'm glad he'll be there. Tomorrow, at the river, I'll let him hold my fishing pole while I swim. Guess what else? Daddy and Mama talked it over. We're coming to your house next month, and we'll bring Oliver home. Isn't it wonderful? Love, Tamika. P.S. Knock, knock. Who's there? Olive? Olive who? Olive both you and Oliver. Oliver's Journey. Rock Hill City News, September 15th. Ticker Tape Parade for Hometown Boy by Demetrius Dixon. Oliver K. Woodman will return home today amid national acclaim for his cross-country journey. Woodman began his trip on June 1st in Rock Hill, South Carolina, and arrived in Red Crest, California on August 1st. The Rock Hill City Council announced that a ticker tape parade to honor Woodman will be held today at 10 a.m., starting at the corner of Main Street and Cherry Road and proceeding down Cherry Road to Cherry Park. Raymond Johnson and Tamika Schwartz, friends of Mr. Woodman, will host a picnic in his honor at Cherry Park at noon. At 1 p.m., Mr. Woodman will show postcards and mementos from his trip. The public is invited.